We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning. Jeremy White, Nate Geary with you. On the Western Hotline is Scott Pianowski, who is a fantasy writer, fantasy scribe for Yahoo Sports. And, I mean, everything, Scott. You're more than just fantasy football. I know that. You know, we can get your takes on the Stanley Cup playoffs, baseball, all the good stuff. Good to have you back on the show. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We're doing good. We talked a little bit today. We can get to the fantasy stuff in a little bit. I wonder how you feel like the offseason has gone in the topsy-turvy, I shouldn't even say topsy-turvy, it's really just everybody in an arms race in the AFC, maybe with the exception of Tennessee, who has, maybe suffered a self-inflicted wound here. How do you like the makeup of the AFC right now? Bills and Chiefs above all else, what's the top tier for you?
Yeah, the AFC is loaded. The story to me in the offseason has been two things. I mean, one, all the wide receiver movement and news, if we tie in the Hopkins news. Obviously Tyreek Hill goes, changes teams, and A.J. Brown changes teams. Devontae Adams changes teams, which is a crazy move, especially when you think of, we weren't even sure Aaron Rodgers wanted to play. He comes back, and the moment he's back, his number one receiver is leaving town. So I still can't really wrap my arms around that. But it's funny. Tennessee, I think this is going to be one of these things where the season starts and Tennessee's like 2-3, and people are like, yeah, they were the number one seed in the AFC last year. It's just, A.J. Brown's out of town. Derrick Henry's got all those miles. I don't know where their skill talent is. They drafted a receiver, obviously, who they think highly of, but they look like a team that, to me, could be easily 8-9 or 9-8 and not in the playoffs. I think the Colts have a better roster. We know the Colts' big problem was that Carson Wentz couldn't be trusted. I think Matt Ryan's a huge upgrade, but I think he is an upgrade. But certainly from a Buffalo perspective, and I don't, whenever I talk about the Bills with you guys, I feel like it's kind of silly. You know the team inside and out, and I would never tell you anything you don't know. But with Tyreek Hill out of Kansas City, and obviously Buffalo very easily could have won that playoff classic last year, I mean, I feel like as loaded as the AFC is, and the Chargers have loaded up, they look really good right now. They still have their rookie contract to Herbert, which is a huge advantage. But I feel like the road to the Super Bowl has to go through Buffalo right now.
We sure hope so. And we've talked a little bit this morning that, the one seed seems like it's one seed or bust, given the state of the division.
Sure.
Not to say that the division is a complete cakewalk. I think it's probably going to be tougher than it was last year with Miami. And maybe the Jets might be a little tougher. I'm not sure what to make of New England. It will be year two for Mac Jones. But, the Bills are a really solid favorite. And, with the North and the West kind of up for grabs, it just seems like one seed is the goal and should be the only goal.
For sure. The thing with the AFC East is I don't think anybody will be a patsy. I think the Jets will actually be significantly improved, and this will be the year we'll find out if Tua can play, because they have stocked the fridge for him. They have all sorts of skill talent there, but that could be like a 9-8 Miami team or, a 10-7 at best case scenario. We know the Patriots will be a sound team. They probably won't be easy to beat, although the last two times Buffalo played New England could not stop them at all. And Buffalo had a classically just legendary offensive game in the playoffs, and the game in New England, they couldn't stop them either. But, conversely, you look at something like the AFC West, where the consensus is probably that the Raiders are the weakest team in that division. They just made the playoffs and added Devontae Adams, and that's your number four team. All four of those teams feel like they have to be playoff designs. Adding Russell Wilson, of course, that makes Denver interesting. We always thought the one thing they didn't have was the quarterback. I don't know who Russell Wilson is at this point of his career, but he's still a plus quarterback. He's certainly better than Drew Lock and Teddy Bridgewater. So It's an exciting time. You know, you get Deshaun Watson is back in play, so we'll see if he ends up getting suspended. But, I mean, that certainly makes Cleveland more interesting. At some point, Baker Mayfield will go to a different team. I think that will be in the NFC. But I can't. It's been a while. I remember in the 90s, the whole storyline, the narrative was like, oh, the NFC is so much better than the AFC, and the Super Bowl's a joke and all that stuff. And then that eventually, those walls get broken down when the very end of Elway's career, when Terrell Davis came into prominence and, you know, the Broncos won a couple of Super Bowls. This is what that feels like now, the opposite way. I realize the Rams just won the Super Bowl, and there's some good teams in the NFC. But, I mean, if you look at the NFC East, wouldn't you love to just play all those teams? You feel like Washington will beat itself, the Giants are rebuilding. You know, Dallas, it always feels like you don't get a full return on what their talent is. Philadelphia is a good team, but they're in some ways a flawed team. It just feels like there's a very much a tangible imbalance between the two conferences at the moment.
Scott Pianowski in the Western Hotline. Scott, to the rookies, you know, last year Ja'Marr Chase is a big difference maker for the Cincinnati Bengals. Last year there were five first-round quarterbacks, right? And Trevor Lawrence went in and Mac Jones went in and made the playoffs. This year's rookie class, do you think on the whole, from a fantasy standpoint and also from a just affecting football teams standpoint, that this year's rookie class is lesser, is not the kind of rookie class we would expect to see major impacts really from anyone on the offensive side of the ball at least?
Yeah, I like the way you framed it. I mean, I think we've been spoiled because a couple of years ago, Justin Jefferson came in and nearly broke football. And last year, Ja'Marr Chase, yeah, you see how great that LSU team was with Burrow and those receivers. Man, that was so much fun. But they were difference makers. They were guys that if you landed them, you made major profits on them. I see a bunch of, I mean, I'm looking at some of the skill talent right now. I have it up in a spreadsheet. There's a lot of players I like who I think are going to be good eventually. But I don't know if it's going to happen right away. I mean, you look at like somebody like Jameson Williams. If he doesn't blow out his knee in the championship game, you know, maybe he's somebody we could have drafted proactively this year. I think the Lions, who do have some interesting skill talent, I think they'd be very wise to just let Williams come in at his own pace, and you know, maybe he starts the season on the pup. You don't need him for week one. They're not trying to win the Super Bowl this year. Somebody like Drake London, the number one receiver drafted, USC has been a very reliable wide receiver factory, but who's their quarterback? Does Mariota have anything that they can salvage? They drafted a rookie who they're eventually going to play. I think Drake London's going to be a very good player someday. The point is there a Ja'Marr Chase in this class, a Justin Jefferson in this class who can just take football and say, oh, this game's easy. Watch me become a fantasy dominant player right away. I do not see that guy. Now, of course, we always look to the running backs, and I think Breece Hall is really interesting with the Jets because everything went wrong last year. They lost Becton in the first game. The offensive line fell apart. Zach Wilson never really got comfortable. So what have they done? They've tried to support him with Breece Hall. They've tried to support him with Garrett Wilson, the fine receiver. So he's going to have options this year, Wilson will. The line should be better just by Becton being on the field. And I think if there's one rookie you had to have, and this is not a hot take by any means, he's going to be the number one rookie drafted. Because it's easy for running backs to step in, and just not that many things they need to do. Breece Hall's going to be a starter from day one. He can catch the ball really well. He'd be the player in redraft I'd be most interested in. But I want to go back to the way you framed this question. We've been really spoiled the last couple of years with the rookie classes, and players have made impacts, major impacts right away. I don't see that from this group.
Yeah, the receiver class, the running backs, Breece Hall, James Cook is also in this mix, Kenneth Walker. If you're breaking down the running backs, you know, Hall might get the best spot, but his quarterback is a question mark. Kenneth Walker, I mean, you're supposed to love a running back in Seattle, but, man, I have serious questions about how good Seattle can possibly be doing really anything offensively. So how do you like Kenneth Walker's fit? And then James Cook, the third running back, that, of course, comes here to Buffalo.
Yeah, you know, Walker, one of the things we have to find out about Walker, they did not use him much in college as a pass receiver. Now, it doesn't mean he can't do it. Remember, Jonathan Taylor was hardly used as a pass receiver in Wisconsin. They found out the last couple of years, especially last year, that Jonathan Taylor can catch the ball just fine. A.J. Dillon at Boston College had never thrown the ball. And then Green Bay, again, they've used him as a receiver. He's been very effective. So I'm not saying Seattle can't turn Walker into somebody who can catch 35, 40, 45 balls. But he didn't do it at Michigan State. He didn't do it before he got to Michigan State. So that's a question mark. And I share your pessimism for that Seattle team. Obviously, they've lost Wilson. You wonder how much longer Pete Carroll is going to coach. The foundation of that team is just kind of a crumbling. They really screwed up with the Jamal Adams trade, set the franchise back a couple of years. And they in a division that's strong, they look like the 4 or 5 win team. And you want to play Seattle this year. When's the last time we've ever said that? And remember, fantasy football for running backs, you're investing in the team situation. You want a running back on a winning team. You want a running back getting those third and fourth quarter carries when you're trying to work on the clock and stuff like that. Walker's a player I would have loved if he landed somewhere else. I think he'll be okay. Of course, there's competition for the ball there. Rashad Penny ended last season very strongly. I would think the Walker pick probably speaks to them worried about Chris Carson's health and future. I'm not even sure if Chris Carson's going to play any more professional football. As far as James Cook goes, when the draft, and again, I'm talking Bills. You guys know the Bills inside and out, but I'll give you my take. When the draft came up, I thought, okay, I like the way Singletary played last year, and man, Gabe Davis was just going crazy, you know, the 4 touchdowns at Kansas City. So I was very curious to see how Buffalo would treat their skill talent and if they would draft over those guys or in addition to those guys. We know that obviously Crowder was added to the receiver core. The other guys do different things. If I'm a Singletary owner in Dynasty, the Cook pick doesn't spook me. I think Cook's a good player. Obviously, he can catch the ball. They're going to find things for him to do. I think they'd like Josh Allen to run just a little bit less this year. They don't want him to take some of the kill shots that he takes. I mean, he's the one guy you can't replace. But sixth round of a draft, I think Devin Singletary would be a nice pick. And I'm really excited for Gabe Davis because there were talk that maybe the Bills would go after an impact receiver. I think they said, no, we really like our receiver room the way it's constructed. We have 4 guys we feel really good about. I'm going to have Gabe Davis on some fantasy teams this year. I can guarantee you that.
Is Davis a little bit a candidate maybe being overdrafted, though, based on the last game of the season, of course?
Mm-hmm. Sure, recency bias, of course. I mean, again, it's one thing if he just went for like 126-2. The guy scored 4 touchdowns in what I think unquestionably was the game of the year. I don't think I'm saying anything controversial with that. I still can't get over just how exciting that game was and how brilliant the play. And it was a game. The NFL can get bogged down sometimes in minutia and the catch rule and the officiating, and sometimes the weather's bad. That was just a game where just both teams were balling, and it was terrific. I know it was frustrating that Buffalo didn't get the result it wanted because it sure seems like you guys would have beaten the Bengals. But you get to worry about recency bias. I wonder if some of that gets mitigated by the fact that at least it happened. It's, by the time we draft, it's going to be 7 to 8 months in the rearview mirror. Versus if we were drafting a week or two after that game, then maybe the hype gets crazy. So that's a valid point. It's not like everybody saw that game, right? That's the thing with the standalone games and the playoff games is everybody sees them. If it happens on a Sunday in a 1 o'clock window, sometimes that stuff doesn't get noticed as much. So it's ultimately, we have a saying in fantasy that's never about the player, it's about the price. If the ADP market does go kind of screwy on Davis, we may be talking in August. I might say, hey, he's going around a 2 too early. I have to back off it. We don't really have crystallized ADP right now. For me, draft season starts after the NFL draft. So I'm going to start getting to a bunch of best ball drafts. I'm working on a football magazine right now. Obviously, the Yahoo game is open, and you can draft. I think in a couple of weeks, you can draft your team. So please do sign up at Yahoo. But we'll find out what that Davis ADP is, and I'll try to be fair. If the hype gets a little out of control in August and I think we have to pull back, I'll tell you that.
Scott Pianowski on the Western Hotline. Scott, receivers, I mentioned earlier in the show and mentioned even coming into the segment, you were going to yell at me about one of my takes on receivers, so I'm ready to be yelled at, but
okay.
Do it. Sure. Yell at them.
How do you feel about situations for these rookie receivers? If you're in a rookie dynasty draft right now, I don't think it's easy to find your wide receiver 1, 2, 3, and skill set is one thing, landing spot is another. Do I like a receiver that's playing with Marcus Mariota and Drake London? Do I like Treylon Burks with Ryan Tannehill, who I think can put up numbers, of course? I mean, A.J. Brown did that, but how do you see the receivers falling? Mahomes gets one. And to me, Patrick Mahomes getting a receiver, I know he might not have the pedigree that some of the other guys have, but I'd be really interested in Sky Moore, and I might rather pick 6th than 2nd when it comes to these rookie receivers because I might like that idea better. So how does it all shake out for you? Jameson Williams, of course. He's with Jared Goff. I mean, every one of these top receivers, it seems, except for Sky Moore, got an X factor as their quarterback.
Sure, yeah, you throw in Jahan Dotson, too, who was a first-round pick, but he goes to Washington. And again, I don't think anybody has any confidence in Carson Wentz right now. It's one of those, you have to pick your poison where it's like if you want one of the high pedigree receivers, they go to the lesser teams. They're the teams that aren't as solidified a quarterback. Okay, well, let's take the receiver who landed on a great offense like Sky Moore. Well, there's people in front of him who are going to get targets before he will. So you have to balance what you want to do. We saw with the Chiefs, they took Mecole Hardman a few years ago, and he was a player who went into college as a defensive back. They weren't sure what position he was going to play. Eventually they decided, no, he's just way too fast. We're putting him on offense. And his rookie year with Kansas City, kind of a gadget player, kind of a low snap player, but he made a bunch of splash plays. And since then, we've kind of been chasing that, and Hardman hasn't gotten any better technically. They don't always trust him to line up in the right area. You can just see Mahomes, who's not the type of quarterback. A lot of quarterbacks would call you out. You know, Peyton Manning would call you out. Dan Marino would call you out. Mahomes isn't really that type of guy. But you can see him get frustrated sometimes when Hardman isn't on the right page or isn't doing what the play design called for. I wonder if Sky Moore can become the player that they thought Hardman was going to be. And obviously they need a speed merchant. They need somebody to stretch the field now that Tyreek Hill is gone. Tyreek Hill is one of those players, even when he's not catching the ball, he's just valuable because the defense is just petrified of the guy at all times. So I'm loath to compare anybody to Tyreek Hill, of course, but they need a speed receiver, and I think Sky Moore is going to be interesting. I think he's probably going to have a rookie year similar to what Hardman had. We won't get a ton of snaps. We might not get a ton of targets. But then we'll look up at the end of the year like, oh, wow, you know, Sky Moore averaged like 20 yards a catch. Sky Moore had like 4 touchdowns over 50 yards. I could see him doing something like that. As far as the other receivers, again, you mentioned London. I mean, everything fell, you know, last year, everything fell apart in Atlanta. They couldn't really, they had the number one tight end in the draft. They couldn't find a way to unlock Kyle Pitts. It's open to question just how good of a head coach Arthur Smith is going to be. And I think both quarterbacks are probably going to play. So maybe Treylon Burks is the best guy to get here, only because the Titans need him right away. I know they added Robert Woods. We'll see what he has left in the tank. But they lost A.J. Brown. They lost Julio Jones, who really did just about nothing for them. Transition period, I don't think they're a playoff team. But Treylon Burks fits the uniform nicely. He's a big target. He's the type of guy that Tannehill's had success before with. So even though Treylon Burks would not be the long-term guy you'd take number one, and there are people drafted before him, if I just needed one of these receivers for next year, combination of talent, combination of quarterback, combination of availability of targets and snaps right away, I think Burks would be the guy for me.
But I saw like opportunity scores. Burks is a good one, and Christian Watson the other because of Davante Adams' absence.
Sure. Oh, for sure, for sure. They have to figure something out. I look at that depth chart and I can't believe that this is what they wanted to run it back with. But again, it comes down to opportunity. You need to be on the field, and we'll see how quickly he can get to the circle of trust, because you know that's been a team where either you're either in or you're out. There's no middle ground on that team. So I'm curious to see who steps up with a bunch of vacated targets.
Scott Pianowski on the Western Hotline. Scott, thanks for the time, as always, and enjoy as we watch these ADPs lock in now that we have drafted players in spots. We'll see what the market ultimately says about them all.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.